Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive audio description service at this production of Hadestown at the Walter Kerr Theater. The music, lyrics, and book are by Anais Mitchell, and the show was conceived and directed by Rachel Shavkin. The Walter Kerr opened originally as the Ritz Theater in 1921 and is one of the smaller venues on Broadway with less than 1,000 seats. The theater is decorated in an Italian Renaissance style. Several murals cover the walls of the mezzanine and balcony. As you enter the theater from the street, the box office is on the left, and the small lobby leads directly to the orchestra level. Two staircases. On the left and right sides of the orchestra lead one to the mezzanine and balcony. There is a bar under the staircase on the right side, as well as a small bar on the mezzanine level. Bathrooms are located on the stairs between the orchestra and mezzanine. An accessible bathroom is available on the orchestra level. Synopsis. Hadestown, winner of 8 Tony Awards, intertwines two mythic tales, that of young dreamers Orpheus and Eurydice, and King Hades and his wife Persephone, as it invites you on a hell-raising journey to the underworld and back. Mitchell's beguiling melodies and Shavkin's poetic imagination pit industry against nature, doubt against faith, and fear against love. Performed by a vibrant ensemble of actors, dancers, and singers, Hadestown is a haunting and hopeful theatrical experience that grabs you and never lets go. Set description. There is no curtain, so the set is visible as the audience enters the theater. The stage is a wooden circle surrounded on three sides by a raised platform connected by three sets of stairs. It resembles a cafe or a small restaurant. On the left and right sides of the platform, raised a few feet higher than the stage, is where the musicians sit. On the left are a cellist, a violinist, and a horn player. On the right, an upright piano, an upright bass, and a guitar player. Along the curved back wall is a winding, wrought iron staircase that leads up to a small balcony. Dark green shutter doors open onto the balcony, which has a small table and two chairs. Under the balcony is a curved bar with three bar stools. The wall behind the bar is translucent, and this is where the drummer sits. He is illuminated with very low light. Depending on the lighting, he is sometimes not visible at all. The curved walls are painted a mottled teal blue interspersed with wooden panels. The center of the stage is circular with three turntables. The center is a circle about 5 feet wide. This circle rises slightly above the floor as well as descending below. The two narrow circular turntables that border the center stay flush with the floor at all times. Two open doorways lead out of the space via two short sets of stairs on both sides. Hanging on the right wall is a blackboard. Written on it in chalk is a drink menu. To the right of the blackboard is a narrow wooden strip attached to the wall with hooks. Moving further to the right, close to the edge of the stage, is a narrow table that sits along the wall. A single wooden stool sits near the bar, and a guitar rests against the wall. On the left side, just below the musicians, is a round table and a high stool. Hermes frequently sits over here. Right now, in the center of the space, on the middle turntable, are three upended square wooden tables with chairs piled on top. Character descriptions. Hermes is the messenger of the gods as well as the conductor of the dead. Hermes is also our guide and narrator for the show. Hermes is sometimes played by a woman and sometimes by a man. When played by a woman, she is called Mrs. Hermes. She is dressed all in pale silver gray, wide-legged trousers with a seam running down the front, a silver and black patterned vest over a low-cut sequined silver top. Topping this off is a trapeze-style cropped jacket. The jacket has wide sleeves, exaggerated pointed lapels, and a single button. She wears low-heeled silver boots. When the character of Hermes is played by a man, the costume is very similar. It consists of a silver suit with tiny wings on the jacket sleeves. Under the suit is a double-breasted vest made of mottled gray and silver fabric. The shirt is silver and gray with a gray-patterned tie. Pinned to the lapel of the jacket is a silver wing. On his feet, a pair of shiny silver pointed boots. To avoid confusion, Hermes will be referred to as Hermes, regardless of the sex of the actor. Eurydice is a young woman in her early 20s. She is all alone in the world and looking for shelter. She wears an old, oversized black and gray checked wool overcoat over a black slip dress and a worn brown vest. Her black tights are torn, and she has on scuffed black combat boots. On her back, she wears a canvas backpack with leather straps. Persephone is in her late 30s. Her long hair flows down her back and is held back on one side with a flower. She wears a pale green dress with a low sweetheart neckline. A lace panel is sewn into her velvet skirt. It has a lace bodice and lace at the sleeves that has been folded several times to create puffy layers. She has on black tights and black low-heeled boots. She carries a straw bag printed with orange flowers and green leaves. The green dress is Persephone's outfit when she is above ground. When she joins her husband Hades below, she wears the exact same dress, but in black. She carries a leaf-shaped straw fan, a small round silver flask, and a full-length fur coat that is pale green along the bottom. Hades is the king of the underworld and Persephone's husband. He is a fierce and domineering man. He wears a black and silver pinstriped double-breasted three-piece suit, a pale silver-gray shirt, and a gray patterned tie. The back of his vest is bright red. He has pointy gray lizard skin steel-toed boots. On his upper arms, over his shirt sleeves, he has two narrow silver bands, and his left forearm is tattooed with a pattern of dark bricks. At the beginning of the show, he will wear a long black trench coat and a pair of black fingerless gloves. Orpheus is a young man who works at the cafe. He is an earnest and naive songwriter. He wears a pair of stained dark gray trousers, an off-white jersey with the sleeves rolled up under a pair of red suspenders, black lace-up boots, and a red bandana tied around his neck. When we first meet him, he is wearing a long white apron. The Fates are three goddesses who determine people's destinies. They are all dressed similarly in long gray and white patterned dresses that come to their ankles with flowy skirts and sleeves. They have matching cloths wound around their heads, adorned with a small black ostrich feather. On their feet, they wear short black boots. Each of the Fates plays an instrument. One a violin, another the accordion, and the last a tambourine. There is an ensemble of five singer-dancers who play the chorus, three men and two women. When they are above in the world, they wear jeans in tan and muted tones of dusky red, plaid shirts in brown and green tones, lace-up boots, and hip-length jackets in brown and army green. When they are in the underground with Hades, they are dressed as workers, in leather overalls belted at the waist with thick leather tool belts, heavy buckled boots, and hats with headlamps attached to the front. Hadestown is 2.5 hours long with one intermission. That concludes the pre-show introduction. This program will repeat until the start of the play. If you have any questions or any difficulty with this device, please return to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy Hadestown.